Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks and Cal Hunter, our producer, and we do have Todd Cunin to my left. He sometimes says something when he's here. We're having so much fun. Hour 1 was exciting. If you want to go back and hear Hour 1 and you missed it, you can go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Click on our podcast. They're all there. Evidence of what stupid things we've talked about for the last 4 years. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Go to our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook. We even have a TikTok that's called, what's it, Radio Law TikTok, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
That's exactly right.
And so you can even go to TikTok, even though we don't put a lot of stuff on TikTok. And we cover it all. We even have a Facebook page. I'm putting some interesting things on it as we speak and during the breaks that you want to see about Cal Hunter's bathroom at his main studio up in Northern California that I found as I was going potty when I was visiting him a couple days ago.
I didn't know he brought a warrant, Todd.
Yeah, no, that's just...
I'm sorry, let me turn on your mic.
See, this is how Fred keeps me from talking. He's not a governmental agency. He doesn't need a warrant. Of course, if he didn't have authority, you could just file a criminal complaint.
No, guess what? I was an invited guest.
I was invited to go to the bathroom and take a picture.
Am I supposed to hold it while I'm sitting there in the studio? You're not invited to the bathroom. Pass the water bottle over there.
There is a sign there that says for clients only.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to do a case or no case today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Uber Lyft lawsuits, the Epstein stuff. I know a lot of people are tired of hearing about it. There's some interesting things today to talk about with it concerning some pictures that were revealed, Maxwell's depositions and whether or not they're going to be disclosed, and a lot of legal issues around that.
Are we covering the Judge Judy $22 million?
You guys brought that up. I was going to put that in third hour.
Because here's the thing. That should be covered if for no other reason than to read verbatim the first paragraph of that complaint. My gosh.
Okay, we will do Judge Judy. Okay, let's just do briefly Judge Judy after the case or no case.
Okay.
And then, because I was going to put that to third hour, but let's do that since you guys want to talk about the Judge Judy thing, because Judge Judy is, she's so poor. I worry about her, her financial status.
Yes,
she just, so you know, she makes, is it $400,000 an episode or 40? I don't know. Some ridiculous amount. Or no, she makes 80,000, 80 million a year, 40 million a year?
She's the highest paid TV personality.
But she has not only filed a lawsuit for $22 million, but has also engaged in what some are calling a very deft PR move in connection with the case.
We're going to explain that. Roll case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Under the doctrine of sovereign immunity, you cannot typically sue the federal government without the federal government's permission to sue. That's why so many environmental groups sue the EPA. The EPA gives them permission to sue. But Tricia Barnwell was a little more tenacious than even the average military mom and spouse. Her husband, Larry Barnwell, was in the Marine Corps. He was serving overseas when his bulletproof armor in a training exercise, when his bulletproof armor was hit by a live round during combat training, and it was not armor at all. Larry had the shell from the training exercise pass through the armor, through his upper body, bouncing off the spine and exiting. Larry was unable to move his lower extremities, and the doctor says it is unlikely that he ever will. And so she thought, well, I'm going to sue the Marines, but I need their permission to do so. May as well have asked for permission to run over the sergeant's bulldog. But a Marine lawyer took her aside and said, you might want to seek private counsel and take a look at the RCS Armor Company as a target to recover damages from the defective armor But just do so and leave the Marines out of it. That way you can sue anybody you want to. And that, my friends, is the setup for Case or No Case. And, Mr. Penny, I thought this might be in your wheelhouse, so let's have you do...
It's right in my wheelhouse. Yeah. That is exactly my wheelhouse. First of all, I'm talking generalities. Every state's different, and the federal government's different. Like in California, it's government code section 835 at SEC, I say, which means it's other parts, that you can sue the government, but they have a lot more immunities. It's a lot more hurdles to get over. I mean, generally speaking, people always say, oh, I want to sue the government. Yes, you can, but it's just difficult to win because of their immunities.
Because they have more lawyers than you do.
Yeah, they definitely have the money, but they do. They have special immunities, and I get that, because otherwise all the taxpayer money is going to go to personal injury lawyers like me. So there are some issues there. The other issue is he can claim a federal work comp claim. I mean, he was basically on the job. He can try to claim work comp. But this is what's rolling into what's called product liability cases. And that happens all the time. And what will happen is there'll be a work comp claim open. And so they'll try for workers' compensation, federal workers' compensation. And by the way, I don't do workers' compensation, but my friends that do generally do workers' comp. Everyone runs away from federal workers' comp. It's a very difficult part. For some reason, nobody likes doing it. No lawyers. It's hard to find a lawyer that'll do a federal workers' comp. And then what you do is then you go after the product company. And the product company will then, the workers' comp will then stick their hands out and say, you get money from the product company, you got to reimburse us back for what we paid under your workers' comp.
Yeah, it's almost like an insurance policy.
That's exactly right, which is kind of bad a way for the lawyers, because they're going, you know, I'm working for the government here to get their money back, and they're not paying me anything. You see what I'm saying? So, well, that's why a lot of lawyers don't like to do this, but sounds like a case. And I could see it is logical. That's the problem. But yes, it's a product liability case. If his armor was meant to protect him and it didn't, then he can pursue a third party case against the armor company. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kunin. What do you say, case or no case?
What Fred said.
Okay, so you're saying, yes, that is a case.
It's a case. I'm just going along with Fred in this one.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. I think that was a very logical and well-laid-out argument. Denise, what say you, the leader of the current case or no case game?
And I haven't even been here, folks.
A couple of points. Yeah.
I know.
She's just sick about the whole thing, as you can tell.
I got to go back and listen to the podcast to check the accounting there.
You do. You should, because I think that I've found more points for Fred. Anyway, let me think about this just for a second.
That's a shocker.
It definitely is. It definitely is a defect issue. Mm-hmm. The armor was defective if, in fact, it didn't act as armor and protect him. And him being a paraplegic, those are huge damages. So it could be a very, you know, big thing. But can the sovereign immunity extend to the armor company? I don't know.
No.
That's one of the things that I was kind of wondering. That's your area, not
the
mine.
The answer
is no. Then I'm going to say no case.
Okay.
There you go.
Fair enough.
It's too straightforward.
It is. You're right, Denise. That's a smart analysis.
Mm, very good. Well, so I guess we can probably get down to this. We have the time.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Cal.
So how many of you say this is a case? May I see by a show of hands? That's Fred and Todd. Oh, man.
Oh, Denise, you're so much smarter than us. Dang it. I'm telling you, I have never done so poorly at case or no case than this year. This is my worst year of all time.
Oh, man. Yeah, unfortunately, this is a scenario that's on a television show, and I thought I would transfer it over to Case or No Case.
It was a television show?
Yeah, after reading the bathroom reader about it.
Cal, he really tricked me. Denise was smart, because guess what? It's not only about Case or No Case, but it's trying to figure out Cal.
Yeah, and you haven't been able to get me so far today, but we have one more. Next time, I'm going to talk about a law firm in Utah that does not want to use any of the principles in its name. And
nice.
So that's an interesting case or no case coming up. This is Radio Law Talk, and we will continue with the program in just a little bit right here. We hope you'll stay there. Don't go away.
legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of the concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we just finished up where I lose that case or no case again. And we're going to talk about the Judge Judy lawsuit and how she is struggling financially. complete. Man, that woman's made some good money. And I applaud her, by the way. I applaud her for doing that. But, Todd, tell us the story and why the first paragraph is so important and so interesting to you of the complaint.
Well, she has been sued and is facing lawsuits based upon unjust enrichment for the transfer and how the rights to the Judge Judy show, which is, let's face it, it's worth a ton of money. Because it rakes in, a ton of money. And she's been paid very nicely out of it. And there are those that claim, like an individual, Richard Lawrence and Rebel Entertainment Media, or whatever the name of that group is, they claim that they have not been paid justly out of the transfer of this show from, you know, one entity to another. Well, Judge Judy has now filed a lawsuit against Mr. Lawrence, essentially saying, as I read it, if everything you said in your complaint was actually true, then you got paid about $22 million you shouldn't have been paid for, because you can't prove any of that. And that's what this new lawsuit is. But the interesting thing is, usually when complaints are filed, they have the language that is not so filled with invective.
I say professional. Supposed to be professional.
Supposed to be professional. Folks, I am going to read to you the first paragraph of the complaint.
Is this the complaint that Rep filed against
them? This is the complaint that Judge Judy has filed. The first paragraph of the $22 million complaint that Judge Judy has filed against Richard Lawrence. And I quote, quote, defendant Richard Lawrence is an unethical and self-dealing talent agent and one of the luckiest men in the world. Lawrence did not package the Judge Judy daytime television series, and yet, in what is the most absurd, unconscionable, and unlawful purported packaging fee arrangement in the history of television, Lawrence and his agency have been paid in excess of $22 million in fees, effectively stealing from the series' bona fide profit participants, including Scheindler.
Which is Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I mean.
And interesting in this is that she's complaining also that these people, these plaintiffs, are also attorneys.
Yes.
And so in California, if you have any kind of relationship with an attorney, that attorney fee agreement, if the attorney's going to get more than $1,000, it has to be in writing. And she's claiming that they do not have contracts, written contracts, with any of their clients. So that's a potential big issue.
A $22 million faux pas, she's claiming.
Exactly.
$22 million bucks.
Now the PR move that she has done here, it's projected that if she prevailed on this lawsuit, even though it's for $22 million, the amount that she would personally pocket, it's about $4 million after all the other 18 gets dispersed where it needs to go. And she has said that if she prevails on this lawsuit, she will donate the entire $4 million to a charitable organization. I believe it was the Breast Cancer Foundation.
Yes, I think that's right.
Yes.
And then she went on to say that if Mr. Lawrence can produce a contract signed by me and Mr. Lawrence on the same page at any time in history, from the beginning of time, I will toast that contract, smear it with cream cheese, and eat it on national television.
I remember that.
That's good.
That's in a
pleading or whatever.
Now that part was not in a pleading. Oh. That part, what Denise just told you, what Denise just told you was Judge Judy's response through the media to the complaint filed by Lawrence against her.
I see.
What we read earlier was part of her complaint. If you read the whole complaint, we don't have time to do that here. That first paragraph just gives a flavor. It's a 13-page complaint, and the entirety of it is filled with language like that. It's pretty
pithy and invective. And
Wow. It is very pithy. Thank you, Cal, for
You're
that.
Yes. It's a word I think we all should use in this case.
Seriously. Seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. But that's the Judge Judy case. It was just because of that opening paragraph. I thought that, holy Toledo, if you want to have some interesting reading, read that. Although, for you young lawyers out there, I would not recommend using that complaint as the template for which you use to file a complaint.
Suppose she wrote this herself or her legal team did.
Her legal team did.
Yeah.
But she, I'm sure, reviewed and said, spice it more.
Yeah.
It's a punch.
It certainly sounds, if you can imagine the language and the personality of Judge Judy on the bench in the show, you could see this complaint being directly pulled from a transcript of that show. It is is her personality.
Right.
So whoever wrote it has been able to channel Judge Judy into their writing.
Right. I, like I said, the lawyers wrote it in a normal fashion, and she said, let me do a few additions and redactions.
Yes, I provided you with a red line edition.
That's all red, by the way.
What do you mean red? It looked like you cut yourself and bled all over the bleeding. Pretty much. That's how I wanted to read. Okay.
I mean, this obviously was a PR-designed complaint, one that she knew people would look at.
Oh, yeah.
And wanted to read and lay it out in this slap-these-guys-in-the-face language. Isn't what it seems like to you?
I think she wanted to identify with the other people that were supposed to be profit partners and get them on her side. Honestly, that's what it looks like, because she put herself in their corner by this cross-complaint.
If for anybody that's out there that could be part of this, why not back the winning horse?
Sure.
And Judge G, I'm not calling you a horse. I'm not calling you a horse. I'm just using that metaphorically. I don't want to incur the wrath of Judge Judy.
Mm.
You know what my husband called me this morning?
Not a horse, I hope. Please.
No, he called me Dog the Bounty Hunter. Because when I woke up, my hair was good back. He said,
for Denise to go off track like that means this is really not an exciting hour to review.
It's about someone calling someone else an animal, right?
So what's going on with Uber and Lyft? We're talking about
just
Uber
and Lyft. Make
sure
we update this. Denise makes reference to the fact that her husband referred to her as an animal. We'll leave it at that. Okay.
Oh, and now we got to go to commercial.
Congratulations, Mr. Denise Dirk.
His name's Michael, by the way.
Yeah, I just wasn't going to. I didn't want to name his name.
I want Michael's name out there, that's for sure. That's a bad one, Cal. Well, we got a minute left. We're going to talk about Uber and Lyft in California, what's going on. They're threatening to leave California, and it's concerning AB 5 law. We'll be right back talking about that.
So if Uber leaves, who will you call for a ride? Maybe your mom? I don't know. Tough situation. Coming up next on the Radio Law Talk program. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of wildfires are burning across California, and nearly two dozen of them are major. More than 500 homes and other buildings in the Bay Area have been destroyed. At least six people have died, and about 100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate.
Firefighters are out there doing the absolute best they can with the limited resources that we have to protect the citizens.
Chief Ian Larkin with CAL FIRE. Firefighters and aircraft from 10 states are helping out, but Governor Gavin Newsom says it's not enough. He's also reaching out to Canada and Australia. The moisture that's desperately needed in California could saturate the U.S. Gulf Coast. Two tropical storms, Laura and Marco, could hit the region simultaneously next week. Laura is forecast to collide with Puerto Rico. Marco has to cross Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Boys are weird. Stop whining.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So, in California, they've passed AB 5, and there's been lawsuits going even up to the courts determining whether or not Uber and Lyft should be, the drivers should be basically employees of Uber and Lyft. And it's going badly against Uber and Lyft, as the California courts are saying, yes, they are employees, and therefore... and then the AB 5 passes, which basically says that they're employees. And look, you know, how do I say this without getting in trouble? It sure seems like the government wants more money. California needs more money, wants more money, so they're trying to get Uber and Lyft. Now, let me tell you, and I got to be careful what I'm saying here, is I do have cases that I'm going against Uber and Lyft right now. And we like the fact that they're employees.
I look at this and... From Uber and Lyft's standpoint, it's like a law firm, Uber and Lyft, from their standpoint, I can kind of understand why they would feel a certain amount of frustration, given that prior to even starting the service, I'm certain they researched the law and then came up with policies for their company that say, under the current status of the law, people would be independent contractors under the way that the law is right now. Mm-hmm. And maybe these court battles were going back and forth. And then finally the government just said, oh, all right, we'll just go ahead and change the law.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
And it wasn't the government. Initially, it was the California State Supreme Court.
Yes, it was.
And then the law then followed the Supreme Court.
That's right.
And do you guys remember, I mean, it's been many years ago, probably 3 years ago, where we had an Uber and Lyft driver call in and say, I am a 1099 self-employed
That's
individual.
Right.
I like being an independent contractor. I can work for both companies. That makes the most profit for when I'm self-employed driver, and he gave all these reasons why he should be self-employed, and it was a very helpful phone call.
Now, you say it was the Supreme Court. Typically what happens is that the Supreme Court will issue a decision that is contrary to the government's interpretation of a code, and so then the government will come back and pass a law, and oftentimes you see this law is passed in response to the case of so-and-so versus so-and-so decided by the Supreme Court to specifically reject that judicial interpretation of legislative intent. So this is what we say that it is supposed to mean.
Right, but yeah. In this case it wasn't. They wanted to legislate the Supreme Court's decision and solidify it because it means more money, because what happens now, Lyft and Uber have to go back and pay the taxes for these employees that they did not take out of their paychecks. Yep. And all that is on Lyft and Uber's backs. They're not going after the employees or the independent contractors that are now deemed employees.
You know, when we went to break, Cal had this question, you know, if Uber and Lyft go out of business, who will be able to take you wherever you have to go?
My mom.
And I'm sitting there thinking, there's like probably 100,000 taxi cabs throughout the state of California all going, been here the whole time.
That's right.
Employee.
You know.
I own my own business.
It's three times the price now, but.
You know, they're over there like the jilted girl is like, oh, did you get dumped by your new girlfriend? And now you want to come back for the booty call? All right, well, let's do the meter drop. I'll give you a ride.
But, I mean, aren't taxi cabs also independent contractors? I mean, they come in when they can. I mean, how does that work? Yellow cab?
Well, here's
places like that. Sorry.
Here's one of the previous ways that it was viewed as to whether or not somebody was an independent contractor. First, the biggest change in the law is that everybody is a presumptive employee unless the employer can prove they're an independent contractor. That wasn't always the case. But there's a whole list of factors and criteria, and some of the big ones are, does the individual provide their own tools? Is it their own car? Is it their own ability to do this kind of stuff? Are they free to schedule their own hours? Do they have to work? Do you schedule them? How much control does the entity have over the individual?
Is that their main job?
Yes.
That specific person, Uber and Lyft.
So one of the big arguments for Uber and Lyft was, look, we got folks that drive for both, and we don't keep them from doing that. You can be an Uber driver. You can be a Lyft driver. If you got a car, you can sign up with whatever. You can go ahead and deliver food on DoorDash. You can go ahead and do Grubhub. We don't require that you be exclusively with us, which previously was the hallmark of independent contractor status.
Well, here,
because they're using their own car.
Well, here's the issue. Here's some couple of issues.
To answer that, Yellow Cab has employees. So okay. They do have employees, just to answer that.
So, Fred, what you got?
Yeah, so what? Here's the issue. The issue is, and by the way, I am on the cusp of this, so I kind of know what's going on. The issue is they don't have complete control. Uber and Lyft do. So Uber and Lyft have now made their technology platforms, loosened them so the Uber and Lyft drivers can view more information now about the upcoming rides and have more say in and control over their selections than Lyft and Uber did. They've done that to try to subvert the issue of whether or not they're an employee. They also have made the arguments that they don't control the workers on their job, which is part of this, the three-prong test. So they're starting to loosening things up. Now, why are we talking about this now? What has happened is the state of California said you have to abide immediately or we're coming after you, and they got the appellate court just held, look, we're going to give you a little bit of time to either legally fight this or step out, because Uber and Lyft said, we're leaving California. Now, don't forget, Uber and Lyft are in other states. Don't forget, in Texas, Uber and Lyft did this one other time, and they walked out of Texas because they didn't like the rules of background checks that they had to do in Texas. Texas reversed its law, and Uber and Lyft came back. So Uber and Lyft are kind of claiming they've got some power. But guess what? When there's a vacuum, guess what happens? Someone else steps in. In fact, there's two companies I never heard of, one called Alto and one called Arcade City, are startups that are competitors to them, are now saying they're coming into California.
And I would be curious to see what their business model is. How are you different from Uber and Lyft? Or is the only difference you'll tell your folks their employees? Because the big thing for Uber and Lyft right now is probably, they could probably factor into the cost paying the employees from this point going forward.
But
the real difficult thing is the backlog of what they would have to pay.
And employee costs in California are crazy with disability insurance and all these other. I mean, it's a lot.
It
if they had
lot.
To pay all that backup, they would just be hammered, I believe.
Yeah, I think their profits would be cut out.
And let's not forget that Uber and Lyft, right around the first of the year, lost a key ally in all of this. Because the law, as it first was applied, AB 5, when it went into effect, also presumptively applied to trucking companies and to truckers. And the trucking companies got an exemption because they were regulated by federal law, the interstate commerce, interstate trucking. So the trucking companies came out, which essentially pulls a major player out of the lawsuit to help foot the bill for all of this, because the trucking companies are like, that's not our worry, we got our exemption.
And newspapers just got a break as well for a certain period of time. Newspapers did. That's because they buy ink by the barrel. But radio stations stepped in and said, hey, wait a minute, what about us? And they said, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Well, okay, here you are. You want, you want the answer? Alto is not a gig like Lyft or Uber. Alto, this is from their website, elevating on-demand rides safely is our service. Predictable timing, it's your ride with your vibe. Compensation, no more chasing gigs. Our drivers are salaried and average $13 to $15 an hour. We have a paid time off program and benefits for full-time employees.
Wow.
No more expenses. Alto provides the late model SUVs. We cover all gas and maintenance costs. They're coming in as a pseudo taxi company.
Yeah, I was going to say they sound like ABC Cab to me or Yellow Cab or whatever.
But they're coming in cheaper, I think, than the cab companies.
I think the only thing there is going to be whatever regulatory hoops that taxi companies have to go through, and I believe it's with the Public Utilities Commission to get their certificate to run a taxi. Now they're going to be saying, how come these folks get to essentially run a taxi company? Because now it's no longer even a gig economy. How do they get to do it and not jump to the same hoops we had to?
So, see
what happens.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens, but they've got until Tuesday to figure this thing out, or they're either leaving California or they're going to allow... keep arguing the case to say that they are not employees. We're going to be back talking about Maxwell's depositions and the Epstein case when we come back.
If you'll stay right there, there is much more Radio Law Talk coming up, and we'd appreciate it if you would. And if you miss anything, don't forget to check for back episodes over on RadioLawTalk.com. They're all lined up there for you to check out. Corwin will be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So, Cal, do me a favor. Let's do some little kids' sayings. We haven't done that in a while. I just like to hear, you know, that's anecdotal because we do anecdotal things. We're going to talk about the
that
Maxwell.
That is anecdotal.
Yeah, that's an anecdotal question that I asked you because I like those little sayings that you need to be using those
Stop
more.
Stop whining.
Yeah, that's true. I'm whining about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. I'm done. You got it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, just keep it going, Cal. We're going to talk about it. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. You can listen to us live on www.radiolawtalk.com. We're here every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. We just love doing this show, and I'm not quite sure when your local radio station listens to us, but if you're hearing this not live, tell them, hey, we'd like to push it live, and we're getting a lot of great feedback of our show. I think we have a little bit of fun, and yet we're following some interesting things. Remember, I have to give you this, general topics of law, we're seek counsel, we're not giving legal advice. And that's what we always say. But you know what?
That is anecdotal.
I like all this. I'm trying to say something that makes you hit me with something else with the kids when I'm talking about Maxwell's deposition. So Epstein, everybody knows, and I know you're tired of hearing about it, but this is interesting. So what happened is Epstein got sued early on in a civil case, and this Maxwell lady, who is his right-hand person throughout this alleged incidences that Epstein did with young gals. Not alleged. One was actually he was found guilty and he pled guilty to. Apparently she gave a deposition. And a deposition, apparently, my understanding is it was a sealed deposition. It was supposed to be, she only did it under the guise that it was not to be revealed. It had some restrictions on revealing it, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now the issue is they want to release these depositions.
Who's they? Who wants?
That is the prosecution.
Okay.
Wants to release these depositions that occurred 4 years ago, and Ms. Maxwell is fighting this because they believe, which to some degree, it may cause, quote, irreversible and unconstitutional negative publicity and undermine the truth-seeking function of her trial.
Are you serious?
Yep, that's right. That's right. And then they can, and so this is what they're worried about. It's going to automatically find her guilty because she did these depositions in a civil case when she probably wouldn't have if she knew she was going to be prosecuted. This is another, what's the other one this is like?
Cosby.
That's exactly what happened in Cosby's case.
A, don't trust the court system when they say we're going to hold something inviolate. And B, what's the difference between a deposition and witness testimony?
Yeah.
Why do we need both?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, sorry, what I was going to say is that if it's a civil matter, it's totally different than a criminal matter.
Right.
When she's testifying in a civil matter, she's not thinking of her Fifth Amendment rights necessarily. It's going to be confidential, so nobody's going to ever be able to use this deposition against her in any way. This is just like the non-prosecution agreement in Cosby. Cosby, he went ahead and did a civil deposition because he got a non-prosecution agreement with the, at the time, district attorney.
DA,
right? Which you would think that would be in sacrosanct. No. Now what we're finding out, I know. I said that wrong.
Sacrosanct.
Thank you.
Well, I didn't know what that word was in the first place.
Look, I don't want to create a riff, but never mind. Go on.
No, don't.
Sorry.
He's using my definitions against me.
You can't use a malapropes against us. That's not fair.
So anyway, this is exactly why lawyers, you need lawyers. You need lawyers that see things differently and that protect you. That's all I can
say. But we're going to jump back to the Cosby thing. I know we're going. That still irritates me, the fact that this guy comes in, Bill Cosby did something wrong or not. That's not the issue here. He comes in, I'm not given my deposition testimony, I'm protecting my Fifth Amendment rights, and they say, wait a minute, the DA says, we will not prosecute you, and then they go ahead and use it against him.
Look, a new prosecutor comes on board, and agreement's out the wall.
And by the way, that's up on the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, and I think it's going to be overturned.
So here's a question, the question and answer. When would a statement, any statement that Maxwell made, would such a statement made during the depositions ever come to light in a criminal case? When would that happen? And if you understand hearsay is an out-of-court statement made, and it's being introduced for the truth of whatever is in the statement. And so the question here is, hearsay, generally speaking, is inadmissible. So if Ms. Maxwell, at first blush you would say, if Ms. Maxwell is not testifying, how is it that you can use statements that she has made in a case to overcome to prosecutor and overcome the hearsay objection?
I know that answer. The answer is they're not going to use it. Their argument here is it's getting out into the public. It's not an issue. They're not saying they're using it during the criminal case. They're just letting it out to the public.
Now here's the thing. There could be an order saying that the contents of this can be released to both parties for use at trial, with a gag order that is not to be released, and if it's found out who did release, it's subject to sanctions, if it's released publicly. The issue here is whether or not this can be used at trial. Now, first, there's an exception to the hearsay rule called the party opponent statements of a party opponent. And in the criminal trial, Maxwell is a party opponent. It's the federal government versus Maxwell. And so you overcome the hearsay rule if any statement by a person that's your opponent in the party has been made, which she made at the deposition. So that could come in. The other exception could be, and the judge may or may not allow this to come in, but if Maxwell ultimately chooses to take the stand in her own defense, I could see the judge at this point saying, I'm not going to let these records of the deposition, I'm not going to let these be released. I'm going to keep them under seal. But if Maxwell takes the stand in her own defense and then starts saying things that are directly contrary to statements she made in the deposition, guess what? All bets are off. It's coming into impeachment.
Right. So it's kind of first they have, the court has to decide, are we going to unseal these depositions?
Yes.
So that's the first question. And the second question is, will we? What use will we allow them to be? Right. How?
Which should only be for use at trial.
I agree. I don't think it should be publicly disseminated.
Absolutely.
Let me just make one quick correction. This is a lawsuit from April 2016. That was her deposition in a civil defamation lawsuit against Maxwell by Miss Geoffrey. I always on Geoffrey, which is one of the ones they claim that she was a sex slave of Epstein.
Geoffrey is the one who has also made the claim that she and the prince hooked up.
Right. So that's the lawsuit.
So Geoffrey sued Maxwell for defamation because what happened is that Maxwell denied that the events she claims that happened to her happened.
It's backwards.
Okay.
Was Geoffrey was sued for defamation.
Gotcha.
For claiming that
she was kept
as a sex slave and that Maxwell had taken care of this. So it was a now settled defamation lawsuit against the British socialite Virginia Guthrie, who said that Epstein kept her as a sex slave. So things that Maxwell said as part of, and this is where it differs from the Cosby thing, because Cosby gave a deposition in a case where he was a defendant, and so he gave deposition testimony to defend himself.
Nope.
In the one case where
No. Yeah, it was a civil. So what happened is the DA said, we won't prosecute you. Go ahead and do your deposition and be sued and settle it civilly.
That's right. But again, he was the defendant in a civil case where he was being sued.
Yes.
Bill Cosby.
So he was the defendant in both a civil case and a criminal case. In this case here, Maxwell was part of the plaintiffs, was the plaintiff in the civil case.
Right.
And so she started the ball rolling in that case. Yes, she was part of the plaintiffs because she and Epstein sued
for defamation.
Virginia Guthrie for defamation because Guthrie claimed that she was kept as a sex slave by Maxwell.
So when we come back, let's just finalize this. There's an interesting Bill Clinton thing that we've talked about that where there was released some pictures. We want to talk about the pictures and the legalities of it. And Denise and I have already talked about this. We're on our third hour. Join us, hour three.
Like Fred said, third hour Radio Law Talk is coming up momentarily, so stay tuned.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.